Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM.
It's Friday and Asake on Namibia's Heart and Soul Blessings. The remix thereof, by the way, 7:54. That's your time. Thank you so much for choosing us. Should I say 7:54 blackout time? yesterday was insane. I tell you something else that is insane is our program director behind the scenes, who is a Nelson Mandela Washington fella right now on the program. She's going to be there for about 2 months. I'm talking about Alina. And she's been sending us just updates in terms of what's happening that side, what her experiences are, and what she's been up to, especially with the food. Let's hear from Alina.
Hey, Inosuke and Shaquan. I hope you guys are well. So this week's update really is just about the program. So as I've said before, I am here for the Mandela Washington Fellowship, right?
Yes.
And this program is so phenomenal in a sense that, and it's so uplifting and inspiring in a sense that it really touches a lot of, it really has a lot of touch points. So you're paired to a university and you're in a track. So I am in a leadership and business track, right? So I'm being taught necessarily how to be an entrepreneur, coming with my business idea of what I necessarily want to develop. And they're taking us through a lot of classes, a lot of trainings, and we're meeting world leaders in those industries.
Incredible.
And we're meeting mentors. So you're mentored as well. And you go to a business summit where basically you are a lot of other entrepreneurs that come together and you try to solve your problems. So you go into you're set apart in a room and you discuss your business and you talk about the challenges that you have.
Yeah.
And one of the other entrepreneurs has a solution for you. So it's been a really impactful time that I've had right now. I think I'm on week three. And I just love how the amazing thing about what I've seen in American culture is that they're really willing to help and that they don't see you as a competition. And I think because they obviously, like, we are African, yeah, we're young African leaders.
Yeah.
And of course, like, we're not going to compete with them in those industries, because we're going back home to start our own initiatives. I think probably that's probably why they're so receptive in terms of giving us feedback.
Mm.
And trusting us with the information. But we had an amazing time and we are still having an amazing time. We did a pitch this week actually on Monday, and it was so nerve-wracking. But it's really like building you as a person and building your strengths. And so I encourage any young person out there that doesn't know about this program to really try to apply next year. If you feel like what you're doing is really impacting your society and your community, please do apply for this program next year and just be part of changing the world and making it a better place than you left it. I'm excited, and I'm excited to get into contact with anyone who wants more information about this. And I can't wait to see you guys and talk to you guys next week. Goodbye. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, Alina. If you need an email address, just hit us up and we will send it to you. We will check in with her again next week. A Nambian in the States?
Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM. Fresh FM.